This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. For the first time, India has showcased its capability to shoot down fixed-wing aircraft, missiles, and swarm drones using a 30-kilowatt laser-based weapons system. India has joined the list of selected countries, including the US, China, and Russia, that have shown such a capability. The Center for High Energy Systems and Sciences, CHESS, Hyderabad, a premier center for the Defense Research and Development Organization, DRDO, conducted a successful field demonstration of the land version of the vehicle-mounted laser-directed weapon, DEW, MK2A at Kurnool in Andhra Pradesh yesterday. The DRDO said that it defeated the fixed-wing unmanned aerial vehicle and swarm drones successfully, causing structural damage and disablement of the surveillance sensors. It said that with this successful trial, India has joined the exclusive club of the global powers who possess the high-power laser DEW system. In West Bengal, 12 more people were arrested in connection with the violent protest over the Waqf Amendment Act 2025, taking the total number of arrests so far to 150. No new incident of violence is reported from anywhere in Murshidabad district, with security forces keeping a close vigil. The situation in Suthi, Dhulia, Samsirganj and Jangipur areas of the district is peaceful. Hundreds of people affected by violence in West Bengal's Murshidabad district have crossed the Bhagirathi River and taken shelter in the adjoining Malda. Local administration has arranged for accommodation and food for the fleeing violence-hit families and has given them shelter in schools while deploying volunteers at the riverbank to assist those arriving in boats. Union Home and Cooperative Minister Amit Shah has praised the transformative changes in India's cooperative sector since the Modi government created the Ministry of Cooperation. Addressing a state-level cooperative conference in Bhopal, Mr. Shah emphasized how the government integrated rural development, agriculture and animal husbandry under a unified approach for the first time in India's history.
3.5 years के समय के अंदर मोदी जी ने स्वयं बहुत बारीकी से देखकर सहकारिता आंदोलन में बहुत बड़ा बदलाव लाने का काम। पैक्स को पुनर्जीवित करना, डेयरी क्षेत्र का बढ़ावा करना, उत्पादन के क्षेत्र में सहकारिता को ले जाना, अर्बन कोऑपरेटिव बैंक, डिस्ट्रिक्ट कोऑपरेटिव बैंक और ग्रामीण बैंकों के सुचारू व्यवस्थापन करना, ये सारा काम कैसे हो सकता है? सहकारिता मंत्रालय ने सबसे पहला काम किया, प्राइमरी सोसाइटी जो प्राइमरी एग्रीकल्चर सोसाइटी के नाम से जानी जाती है, इसके लिए एक मॉडल बायलॉज बनाए और मॉडल बायलॉज को सभी राज्य सरकारों को भेजा।
लोकसभा स्पीकर ओम बिरला, मध्य प्रदेश चीफ मिनिस्टर डॉ. मोहन यादव एंड यूनियन मिनिस्टर फॉर रेलवेज अश्वनी वैष्णव फ्लैग्ड ऑफ 20155 एंड 20156 डॉ. अंबेडकर नगर कोटा न्यू दिल्ली एक्सप्रेस। In his address, Mr. Birla said the train will be beneficial for education hub Kota in Rajasthan, spiritual center Ujjain, commercial center Indore in Madhya Pradesh. He expressed happiness that the train has been flagged off from the birthplace of Dr. Ambedkar on the eve of his birth anniversary. Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi condoled the loss of lives in a factory mishap in Ankapalli district of Andhra Pradesh. He announced an ex gratia of Rs 2 lakhs from PMNRF for the next of kin of each deceased and 50,000 rupees to the injured. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians won by 12 runs against Delhi Capitals last night. MI set a target of 206 runs against Delhi Capitals at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. And that's the end of this news bulletin.